This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. It is hard for me to believe the gouging and greed that's going on within the American pharmaceutical industry. Even by pharmaceutical standards, the greed has reached new heights. This week, a 62-year-old drug that is used to treat a serious, life-threatening parasitic brain infection, primarily in people with HIV, jumped in price from $13 a tablet to $750 a tablet. In fact, last year, the drug cost only a dollar a tablet. Why? Well, because they could. The drug we're talking about is called pyrimethamine. It's marketed under the trade name of Diraprim. A small drug company called Turing Pharmaceuticals, which is owned by a former hedge fund manager named Martin Shkreli, bought the rights to the drug pyrimethamine last month. As they seek these huge profits, Turing has put doctors in a tough spot. While the drug is old, it still remains the most effective treatment for this brain infection called toxoplasmosis. Knowing this, Turing saw a chance to gouge the public. Unfortunately, Turing's greed is not a lone example. This year, we've seen ridiculous prices for new drugs to treat elevated cholesterol, hepatitis C, and cancer. Outrage over these drug prices is bipartisan, with Charles Grassley and Ron Wyden leading a Senate inquiry, and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders proposing new legislation. Still, there are many Republicans who believe in pure capitalism, whereby markets should be allowed to set the price for drugs at whatever they think consumers will pay, without interference from state or federal government. Of course, the problem is that we are not talking about burritos or MP3 players or cars where people can select whatever options or models they wish. With healthcare, the choice of the pill is not made by the consumer, it's made by the doctor, and the choice is driven by what will work best. Like in the case of toxoplasmosis, there are no other choices that are equally effective. The public needs protection from greedy pharma that seems to know no reasonable limits. In this latest case, there was no upfront research that required investment. There was no testing of the drug to prove effectiveness. They simply bought the drug from another company and decided that they could raise prices to astronomical levels. The same has happened with two other common heart drugs, a drug called Isupril and Nitroprusse, which the New York Times report saw increases in price from between 200 and 500% after the drugs were sold to Valeant Pharmaceutical Company. Well, we can whine and we can complain, or we can push our elected representatives to stand up against pharma and enact new laws to limit greed, particularly when it comes face-to-face with the public's health. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.